A new study says the growing popularity of the Western diet could help worsen climate change. As more people make meat a principal part of their diet, the authors say it will be very difficult to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The global population is forecast to grow to over 9 billion by 2050. And as the population rises, so does the need for more food. The demand for meat is rising especially fast in many of the world's emerging economies. The Western diet has become fashionable there. Many studies have warned that the Western diet, filled with fat, sugar, and salt, is triggering more non-communicable diseases, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, cancer, and obesity. But the new study, published in Nature Climate Change, considers the health of the planet, not just the body. Co-author Chris Gilligan is professor of mathematical biology at the University of Cambridge. He says much of the study focuses on how greater food production will affect land use.
Well, that's going to be one of the major problems as we go forward. That has knock-on consequences then on conservation, on biodiversity, but also on use of land for other purposes, for urbanization, for example, for energy supply and how we manage water. How do we find enough land to produce the crops for crop growth, the crops that are then used to feed animals and also regions for rearing the animals?
The study says using more land for food production carries a high price. Deforestation, for example, would result in greater carbon emissions.
First of all, we think about where is that new land for agriculture going to come from? And a lot of it is going to come from pristine forests. So as you remove those forests, you're removing trees, which are very important traps for carbon dioxide. And in deforestation, there's an increase in greenhouse gas emissions.
Gilligan says greater food production also will result in more methane being released into the atmosphere.
Increasing livestock production also involves a large amount of greenhouse gas production from the animals themselves.
Methane would also be released through the use of manure as fertilizer. The study says increased deforestation, fertilizer use, and methane from livestock are likely to cause greenhouse gas emissions from food production to increase by nearly 80%. Gilligan says what people choose to eat is a major driver behind greenhouse gas emissions.
For many people, meat does taste exciting. It tastes different. You can do lots of things with it in a culinary way, as one can with vegetables, of course. But nevertheless, there is an attraction there, an attraction in saying, well, yes, I eat a lot more meat than I used to.
The study also says that food production is a main driver of biodiversity loss and pollution. The Cambridge professor says reducing greenhouse gas emissions could involve persuading people to eat differently. But he adds it won't be easy.
There may be economic means by which this is done, for example, through a carbon tax. But that's a punitive measure and may perhaps be necessary. More preferable, however, is the notion of the nudge approach to behavior. So how do you make it attractive for people to change their dietary behavior? That is about publicity, about the health advantages, and hoping that that really induces people to change what they do.
Reducing waste during food production, he says, would go a long way toward lowering pollution.
There is a huge amount of loss of material through waste in developing countries pre-harvest and in developed countries, sadly, post-harvest. Were we able to move to a reduction in, for example, waste, that could have a significant reduction in that amount of greenhouse gas emission.
The UN Environment Program estimates one-third of the food produced for human consumption every year gets lost or wasted. That's about 1.3 billion tons of food that nobody gets to eat. The UNEP says in the U.S. alone, 30% of all food is thrown away. The study goes on to say the Western diet is characterized by an excessive consumption of food. Researchers came up with what they call an average balanced diet that would reduce pressure on the environment. It includes 2 85-gram portions of red meat and 5 eggs per week, along with a daily portion of poultry. They say it's not about being vegetarian, it's about eating sensibly while protecting the environment. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.